On March 4, 2008, national polygamy advocate Mark Hagel was post-interviewed for a second time by Zera Mamdani. Part 5 for Columbia News Service. In January 2008, a student named Zera Mamdani of Columbia University made a media request for an article she was writing for the Columbia News Service. The resulting interviews seemed to go positively. On February 19, 2008, her original article was both published and picked up by many other news sources. It was titled, "Polygamists Hit the Web in Search of Sister Wives." That original article contained many negatives as a bit of a blindside that needed to be corrected. On February 26, 2008, we conducted our first post-interview together. The writer determined that she needed to consult with her editor, and we agreed to talk again soon. A week later, on March 4, 2008, we conducted that second post-interview. What now follows is part 5 of that second post-interview discussion.
You said 1.24, but we haven't resolved that point. I'm talking going by point, that issue's not resolved. I'm waiting to resolve that point so we can...
I'll take out sister site. I'll take out sister site. We'll see. I'll take out sister site. All right, moving on.
The reference of a but experts cannot substantiate this. At the end, Hankel says there are less than 50,000 non-Mormon polygamists. The but experts cannot substantiate this is a slap in my face. Because I am the expert. That's why I know the answer. And not only that, as a journalist, it's your imaginary committee called they that doesn't substantiate who the experts are. You just don't need to add the clause at all.
Right. So, is this quote correct? The advent of the internet really put Christian polygamy on the map?
Yes. Then by itself it is, yes.
Yes. Twowives.com. That his website, twowives.com.
That his organization's website. And that both his organization's website and twowives.com.
Received the most number of hits of new members in August 2006, period.
No. Well, technically, that's not really correct. I get where you're going with that. And the one, not only would I not say it, connect the two. Meaning that our growth is not connected to Warren Jeffs. Our growth is connected to the efforts of my organization.
I know, and I said period, right? I said period.
Mm-hmm.
Is August 2006 correct? Because the last time we talked, you said it was. Is that correct?
Is what correct? What are you asking for me to say is correct?
I just said received the most number of hits and new members in August 2006, period.
No. That's not correct.
Then when did you receive the most number of hits?
Well, see, there's a combination of hits versus members. I mean, you know, those are
right,
two, so you
what
know.
Part of that, what part of that sentence is not correct?
Okay. You asked me, I'm trying to give you the answer. You asked me why Two Wives, first you didn't ask about Truth Bearer, you asked what Two Wives experienced, you know, you asked where its growth was, and I said it had gotten, it's grown 50% since early last summer. It has had a 50% growth just since last summer. That was all I gave you. I never pointed to 2006 or to Warren Jeffs.
Summer was
7. That would be June of 2007.
Fine.
Mark Hankel is national polygamy advocate, presented polygamy to the public since 1994. National Polygamy Advocate.com.